Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and this evening we'll be in conversation with Dr. Paulina Bazpalko, a pianist and a music instructor at Xavier University, and the person who takes care of the Xavier Music Series. And it's a great series you have coming up, Paulina.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Ron. Thank you for having me back. Incredible season this year in 2016 and 2017.
And we're going to talk about jazz.
Yes. Well, we will start with our kind of a tradition of four freshmen. And four freshmen this year will be joined by Xavier Man's Chorus, and that will be a tribute to 9/11, which will be the date that will kick off the series. It will be a wonderful event, multi-generational event, and they will swing and bring you back to a retro music and a patriotic celebration this year.
You know, one of the things that I loved about the four freshmen is when I started listening to rock and roll in the late 50s and early 60s and became a fan of the Beach Boys, it was like the Beach Boys' harmonies were four freshmen and their rhythm was Chuck Berry. So it was like the four freshmen meet Chuck Berry through the Beach Boys.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, so the four freshmen, man, their harmony singing
absolutely
is incredible. Well, we got somebody really special.
Yes, Chick Corea Trio, as part of the Chick Corea's 75th birthday celebration. Chick will be touring all over the world with his birthday tour, and we were very fortunate to be able to host him on October 8th, Saturday at 7 p.m. He will be joined by Eddie Gomez and Brian Blade. It's going to be a fantastic show. One of the very rare opportunities to see Chick live playing. I just saw them in Cleveland at the Cleveland Jazz Fest. It was phenomenal. I just have goosebumps when I talk about it. This is the most exciting event.
Well, as you should.
Yes.
I mean, as a piano player.
Absolutely.
I know you play mostly classical, but of course, you know good piano players.
Well, you know, Chick did a Scriabin prelude. And did the most touching, the most wonderful interpretation, and with the jazz tones and jazz approach to it. And I would never imagine the Scriabin music can sound this way. He's a genius. We are so lucky to have him. It's going to be an epic event, October 8th, 7 p.m. at Xavier Gallagher Student Theater.
You know, in the early 70s, when I worked in Boston before going to New York, Chick, with the original Return to Forever, played the club for a week. Oh, man. I mean, talk about musicianship. And then just a few weeks earlier, Eddie Gomez, the bass player, was in with the great pianist Bill Evans.
Oh, God, yes.
So Chick with Eddie, and of course, Chick recorded with Eddie on a number of records. I forget if it was in the 90s.
Well, you can't forget so many records because he has so many nominations, so many winning Grammys. It's hard to keep track.
Yeah. Chick is...
It's a legend. It's a really, truly living legend. And Brian Blade is just, a spitting fire on his drums.
Yeah. Now, this trio is three equal parts.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be disappointing. It's going to be extremely fulfilling and inspiring for young musicians, for fans, for everyone.
All right. So that's Chick Corea Trio with Brian Blade and Eddie Gomez, Saturday, October 8th, as part of the Xavier Music Series, and coming up, The Bad Plus.
The Bad Plus, Friday, December 9th at 8 p.m. This will be a debut of Bad Plus, and I know that Bad Plus is a sort of an avant-garde, a very standing, you know, in their own proximity in the jazz world. They are incredible. Their music is so different, so exciting, so imaginative, really inspiring. I know that they have a huge fan base, and we're so proud to present them. A first jazz organization in the city will present the Bad Plus. And the opening act for them will be J.D. Allen Trio. And J.D. is a saxophone player based now in our grounds in Kentucky and Cincinnati. So we are bringing two of them together, and that's going to be, again, something that everybody should see.
That's going to be a hot date, particularly with the addition of saxophonist J.D. Allen. I've had the pleasure of hearing J.D. any number of times here in Cincinnati, a very passionate, really creative player.
And named as a people to watch by Downbeat magazine this year.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
Very cool. And I tell you what, man, one of the things I love about the Bad Plus is, I mean, they'll take compositions.
Stravinsky, for instance, right? They did The Rite of Spring.
Yeah, or even rock music.
Yes, Radiohead.
Yeah, yeah, and do their thing on it. So I'm sure this is not lost on you, Paulina, that we're only limited by our imagination.
Yes, and I know that there's going to be fans of Radiohead there, fans of classical music there. Again, they appeal to so many, and that's what makes them so great.
Hey, one of my favorite clarinet players is coming.
God.
Why don't you tell me about
it? A gorgeous woman with the curly, curly, curly hair. Anat Coyne Quartet will be here again as a debut at the music series. Anat is very close to my heart because some of you might know, some of you might not. I grew up in Brazil. I'm Russian, but I grew up in Brazil where my parents work. And Brazilian music is something that is in my blood too. I know that Anat is a great promoter of Brazilian music and coro, so I am sure it will be a lot of Latin American rhythms, and her virtuoso playing clarinet would be filling up the theater. It's going to be a great event as well on January 15th at 3 p.m.
When I got familiar with her sound, clarinet I've associated generally with, you know, maybe the more swing music of the 40s and stuff like that. But I know in the right hands, clarinet is...
She spits fire.
Yeah,
she
man.
She spits fire.
Right.
And she's a woman, so we need to have at least one woman in the series.
We have a fire-breathing woman
exactly.
coming.
Exactly, exactly.
And I didn't know that you grew up in Brazil. Many of the musicians I worked with in New York in the early 70s were Brazilian. Aito Moreira,
yes.
Flora Purim... Sergio Mendes.
One of my favorite countries to be and one of my favorite styles of music to play comes from the heart.
Well, another great piano player coming.
Bill Sharlup, a winner of 2015 Grammy album with Tony Bennett, will be performing jazz piano solo at Xavier Music Series on March 26th. It's going to be probably more traditional jazz, American songbook. It's going to be, again, multi-generational event for jazz lovers.
Those compositions are the bedrock, you know, of modern American music and, of course, for jazz music in general.
Well, in order to break the tradition, you need to know the tradition.
Ah, 100% correct. That
yes.
is so true.
And speaking of tradition, the next musician, one of my favorite musicians on jazz arena, Christian McBride, will be coming back with his trio to Xavier University Music Series. Celebrating the jazz months of April in 2017. As you probably all know about Christian, he's a great NPR host. He was just named new artistic director of Newport Jazz Festival. That man is, who knows the tradition very, very well, and a fantastic entertainer, a great man, great voice, and absolutely outstanding virtuoso on his bass. You know, when you listen to him, and you think you've done everything, all of a sudden, he just turns everything upside down and surprises you with even more creative way of performing jazz music. This is going to be a fantastic event at the Jazz Music Series, and it will be a grand finale of our season.
All right, Christian McBride Trio on Friday, April 28th. You know, talking about Christian McBride, Paulina, a few weeks ago, I went on a YouTube binge of solo bass players.
Yes.
And came across a great duet with the Cincinnati bassist Lynn Seaton, who played with Tony Bennett and has gone on to a lot of stuff. Lynn Seaton and Christian McBride doing a duet together. Just wonderful.
I know Christian McBride's dream is to play with Bootsy Collins here.
Ah, well.
That would be a lot of fun because Christian is a huge James Brown fan.
Sure.
And one of the people who actually played was James Brown.
All right, well.
We might do something with King Studios to make this event even more exciting for our community. It's still in the works at this point right now in 2016. However, this event will take place in 2017, so we have some time to get even more attention and more audience
to come
to Xavier Series.
Let's get Bootsy and Christian together.
Together, yes.
Well, Paulina, thanks for coming
Thank
by
Thank you
this
so much
evening.
For having me. It's always so great to talk to you, Ron.
All right. We appreciate it too, Paulina. We've been in conversation with Paulina Bezpalko from the Xavier University Music Series. We've been talking about the jazz presentations coming up. For more information on the Xavier Music Series, you can visit us at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.